Right, is the short week tough for a player?
Yeah, I think two aspects to it. One, physically, it's tough, especially if you're banged up. I think all the big guys, the guys that are hitting on every play, offense and defensive lines, it's tough for them to get ready and get going again by Thursday. That being said, after that Thursday game, it's almost a mini bye week in terms of being able to rest a little bit and get healthy. And then the mental aspect of it is also difficult. It's difficult to prepare and game plan in such a short period of time. You don't get a lot of reps in terms of getting on the practice field and all the full speed reps that you'd usually get during a normal week. But this is an opponent, at least with the personnel we're familiar with. There's some different things they're doing in their schemes with a different defensive coordinator and coaches and all that. But, they played on Sunday too. So there's not really an advantage one way or the other.
Being 3-6, is this a game you guys have to have? Do you have to win this one?
Yeah, as we continue to lose, people keep asking that question, and I feel like we have to have all of them.
Feel like forever since you guys have been home?
I've never really been through this before in any of my seasons, I don't think, in terms of just a long gap, and really feel like we haven't played at home much this year, and it's been interesting how the schedule's set up.
Do you worry that, given the fact that the Bills have traditionally had trouble selling out games in December, that if you guys don't turn this thing around, that there may be some empty seats in December if you guys do not get this thing going?
I'm sure Russ is worried about that. That's his department, but we've just got to go out there and try to win.
We've talked a lot about CJ and getting him the touches. Now you don't have a choice. Obviously, it's got him by default, but, this is another opportunity like he had last year against Miami is when it turned for him. Just how important is it to get this guy established? And like you said, you got to get him more touches.
Yeah, he'll obviously be more of a featured guy this week with Fred not being able to go. He's shown us what he can do time and time again. And so I think we're all excited for him to get out there and to get some extended time.
Last year at this time, we didn't know really what, you guys probably did, but we didn't because he hadn't had the chance yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took it and ran with us those last six games. In the year since then, has he really gone leaps and bounds? Even beyond your expectations for him?
Yeah, I think so. I know that the expectations were high. Everybody's seen the YouTube clips of him at Clemson, and just the stuff that he did on the field was insane. And then, you weren't sure how it was going to translate to the NFL game. Didn't get a ton of carries and touches early on in his career. But, every game, opponents are coming up to me talking about the guy. And, that's something that doesn't really happen that much, just in terms of how electric he is. And, I think the biggest thing with CJ, and we've talked about this before, kind of at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, his confidence. He's always had the athletic ability and the talent. It's just his confidence is at another level right now, and I think that stems from how he performed at the end of last year.
Miami's defense, what do you stands out?
They're all over the place. A lot of different pressures. Third down, they can get fairly exotic in what they do. The coordinator is a Cincinnati guy. I was there with him. So it's a lot of the same stuff. Tough to prepare for, especially in a short week. And, they'll throw a lot at us, and it'll be difficult.
The cornerbacks will come. Jimmy Wilson has had some. So it's that sending different guys.
Yeah, everybody. They'll send pretty much everybody, depending on what formations and looks you're in.
And how about their front seven and the physicalness?
Yeah, they're big. They're tough to run on. It's something, in terms of personnel guys that we know. Cameron Wake is a guy you got to know where he is, and just being able to change the game with as quick as he is and being able to rush the passer. So they present a lot of problems, and they do a good job.
How much do they disguise on the back end, Ryan?
A lot. They just between all the various blitzes that they do and not only bringing linebackers but nickels and safeties and corners and there's a lot of different things that they do, and they do a good job of disguising it.
Have you guys did you focus on Miami at all before the New England game, or
no?
Did your preparation just start this week?
Yeah, just started after the New England game.
Kind of surprised what you saw from you know, that Miami front on tape there last week. I mean, Chris Johnson kind of had his way, and not just bouncing stuff outside. I mean, even between the tackles, they were getting some good yardage on them. I mean, that kind of belies their statistics.
Yeah, Tennessee did a good job running the ball, and that's something you don't see a lot on these guys. Because they are so stout, they do such a good job up front. So that was something that stood out, and it's more of an anomaly, I think, for teams to be able to run on them like that. Because he had some big runs and things.
Given where expectations were before the start of the season, I don't know if a lot of people might be surprised to see where the Bills are as opposed to where the Dolphins are at this point. Just your thoughts on that? I mean, a lot of people bought into the expectations on this team, and a lot of people discounted what the Dolphins could do.
I guess I can talk about us, and it's, you know, we're disappointed. We're not where we want to be. I think we kind of said that the last few weeks, and, you know, not been able to turn around the last few weeks with some tough games. But, you know, we've got to start winning at some point, and this is a great week to do it, a great week to start it off and get on a little streak here.
And the persistent struggles this team has had against division rivals. I think you lost 8 in a row since that New England game. Just the importance, I mean, no one needs to reemphasize the importance of winning a division, but if you can't win the division, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, you got to win division games, and it's, you know, something, if you listen to that stat, that's something I guess we've struggled with in the last few years and something we've got to fix.
Ryan, a couple more guys. Clutch situations, whatever, game on the line. You guys pulled one out at Arizona, but there are other examples this year, most recently, you know, this past week against New England, where that hasn't been the case. What is the missing factor in your mind if you look at it, analyze it, you know, the personnel you have? Fill in the blank. What is it that isn't there and what needs to be?
I mean, we, you know, we obviously didn't make the play at the end in the New England game. Have the Tennessee game, you know, didn't put it away. I thought we had a nice fourth quarter drive against Cleveland that kind of sealed the game, but it's kind of been back and forth, up and down, and it's not only at the end of the game, it's just that consistency that we've been talking about, you know, especially offensively, something that we've been very up and down this year, and it's that lack of consistency that's been hurting us, and it's just something we need to continue to work at.
Ryan, one thing CJ talked about was that this, you know, this was his first real NFL offseason, the first year with the contract, the next year with the lockout. How much for a young guy with having full OTAs, mini camps, getting his head in the playbook, being around the facility, all those kinds of things help and then translate into a regular season and just being comfortable, especially as a midway point?
I think for him it's more the years of experience, the years of seeing it and seeing the way that Fred runs with the football and the way that he attacks games in terms of game planning and stuff like that. I don't know that this offseason allowed him to get that much better or put him that much farther ahead mentally. I think it's really been the seasons of games and being able to see all that, and for him to become seasoned through that rather than the offseason.